Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live. Whoa, that's a little loud, a little bit loud. I'm not getting my porn voice. Okay, there's my porn voice. Hey, we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Merry. Yes, I'm going to say Merry Christmas, but I'll throw in there Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah. Was it Kwanzaa? Kwanzaa. Like a whole bunch of activities, different names, but I'm going to go Merry Christmas. We just came from a fantastic Christmas party with the two-time Emmy Award-winning director Mary Lou Belli, who just directed NCIS New Orleans with that hot Scott Bakula. So we were just at her Christmas party, and I am late getting here. You know, we normally start the show at 5, so sorry. I hope you're still tuning in. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show is going to help you question your career reality. And this show is for you if you are considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide you with advice on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in the entertainment industry. And our guests include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, actors, singers, casting directors, talent managers, screenwriters, novelists, and the list goes on and on and on. If they are working professionally in show business, we are going to have them on the show to give you entertainment career advice. Now, we make sure that our guests are at different stages of their careers, from professional to beginner. So that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to help you with all of your show business career questions. And you can listen to any of our past shows by going to our archive page of the latalkradio.com website. So you just go to the Channel 1 link and a drop-down box will appear. You click on Question Reality and that takes you to our archive page. We've been on the air for 8 years, so there's lots of great shows. No matter who you want, you just click on a month. Oh, the website is redesigned now, so I don't know how it goes, but you click on a month and it'll show you who was on for that particular, I think they broke it down in the months. Yeah, on that particular month and year. And I have the titles of who they are, and then you can play it or download the show. Fantastic. Lovely. Our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section. And we are also on Stitcher.com. So just go to those websites and type Question Reality Radio in the search box. And there we are. Now, if you want to find out about our future guests, as you know, we're currently booking for the new season, January, February, March. I think we're actually up to booking for March now. So if you work professionally in the entertainment industry or know someone who does, please go to our official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com, questionrealityradioshow.com. And you can submit to be on the show. We'd love to have you so that you can give us sage advice for all of the people who are pursuing a career in entertainment. Now, if you want to, I encourage you to download our free app for your Android and iPhone to be able to listen to all of the other exciting and informative shows on LA Talk Radio as well. And to download that app, you want to go to the homepage of the latalkradio.com website, and the app is located at the bottom of the page. Yeah, I think you have, I don't know actually that we have a completely new website design, so I don't even know if it's on the first page. I might have to look that up, but I'm sure somewhere on the website it says download our app, and it is fantastic. So we got all kinds of great people doing radio shows on LA Talk Radio, except porn. We don't do that, but I've made a request. Oh my goodness. Oh, so we got so much excitement going on today. We have the hot, sexy, sultry voice of Kathy Siegel Garcia. jazz singer extraordinaire. Do you like to be called jazz singer or vocalist or artist?
No.
You know, there's so many titles.
I know.
You never know.
People are very kind of uptight sometimes about that.
I call them singer and they're like, I'd prefer vocalist.
I'm fine.
And then I call them vocalist artist. I'm like, oh my God, do you sing or not? Singer. And then we also have in the studio today, I've been advertising for them quite often this year because I personally hire them for my events, my birthday events, Pat Loeb from The Music Company.
Woo-hoo!
Where's her applause? Albert! Oh my gosh!
I'll provide it myself. Thank you.
Wow! Oh my goodness! And of course we have my better half, the lovely person running the music, so if there are any mistakes or any sound effects errors, it's all on Albert Biko!
Woo-hoo!
Come on! Oh, you get applause too. Oh, he gives himself a gong. Oh my gosh. Now, Pat, what are you doing with one ear on and one ear off? Is it too intense for you?
Yes, it's just way too intense.
Wow. All right. Well, I got to have it so I have to hear myself. So one ear is good.
It's just normal when you're doing studio singing. You usually have one ear on and one ear off.
Okay.
So that's what I'm used to doing.
That's good. So I want you to go now to Kathy Siegel Garcia. com and check out her website. As you know, also very exciting, we are going to be playing a little sample from one of her albums, one of my favorite songs, Putting on the Ritz. We'll be playing that around 5:30. We're going to have Pat. We have a whole Christmas caroling team here, right? Woo! Pat, now, what is your website? It's The Music Company, but it's spelled C-O-M-P-I-E, right?
Yes, C-O-M-P-A-N-I-E, company with an I-E instead of a
right.
Y. And it's .webs, which is web plural,
yes.
.com.
Now, you need to fix that because people can't remember that. It's too long. Musiccompany.com, get rid of the webs. And we are going to have them perform live. Hopefully, we're going to do Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, which is another one of my favorites. They are Victorian singers. And as you know, they do my birthday party every year, and they're fantastic. And they are available right now for all your holiday parties, any kind of corporate party. They are wonderful. They come, and they got the little Victorian costumes, and they're so professional. And Pat is lovely. She is the owner of the company, Pat Loeb.
Thank you.
She will provide you with very, 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 very decent rates. And also, they know everything. They have a huge repertoire. They do classics as well as the modern songs, right? So I assume you do one of my favorites, the George Michael, Last Christmas I Gave You My Heart. You don't do that one.
You know, we have a version of it, but we always wonder why people want a breakup song at Christmas.
But it's so good. But it's inspirational because it's saying, Last Christmas I gave you my heart, and then it's like you threw it away, but this year I'm going to give it to someone special. So it brings you down, but it lifts you up.
Okay.
It's like, oh, there's new love on the horizon.
Whatever you say.
Yes. So I'm going to put in a special request for that. Now, we are going to have lots of fantastic career advice from Kathy Siegel Garcia. We're going to have questions like, what important career advice do you have for aspiring jazz singers and songwriters? Where is the best place to get your start as a jazz singer-songwriter? What can a singer-songwriter musician do to separate themselves from the competition? How important is it for a jazz musician to promote themselves on social media? It's very, 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 very important. And what advice can you give to aspiring singer-songwriters? So Kathy Siegel Garcia is going to answer all those questions. Now, just a little bit about Kathy. She is from Boston, which I did not know. I'm from Connecticut, so
we're
kind of neighbors in the Triad area.
Fantastic.
And she has loved jazz since the age of 5 when she would listen to Ella Fitzgerald hanging out with her dad, who was a player Mike Siegel, and she was surrounded by a musical mother and sisters as well. And she started on the flute at age 10. I love the flute. Oh, pan flute. I love the pan flute. And she was thrust into many different musical experiences on her way up. And I did not know this, but she has an older twin sister. Or
actually,
sisters?
Yeah, my sisters were twins.
Oh, my God. Oh, your sisters were twins. Okay.
Yeah.
And they started singing in her dad's band when she was 12. And then those gigs and special choir groups and orchestras throughout her youth led to her going to Berklee College of Music for flute and arranging and composition. And that, my God, the Berklee in the 70s, that must have been like Pot City. I would have been, oh, I would have been all over that. Especially if you were a musician.
And
woo,
young,
that was the
too.
Time. Yeah.
You know, in your early 20s.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Oh,
dangerous.
My God. That was during, what, 72 to 75. Yeah. So that's when the free love was in.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
You could get some free loving and marijuana. You're Mary Jane. Oh, I would have been in heaven. So that is what she was doing. And she has, of course, her, when I went to look at her bio, it was way too long. It was like 8 pages. I said, oh, hell no. I just can't. I can't. Because she has been on the earth for a while and she's been gifting people with her music. So we're actually going to rely on her to give us the career highlights rather than go through all that. But I want to thank you for the show. Thank you for being a guest.
Thank you for having me.
My God, I've been trying to get Kathy Siegel Garcia for years, but I was like, where is she? Where is she? Where is she? Because I actually met you through, I think, Tsuyoshi,
yeah,
a mutual friend.
Yeah.
Tsuyoshi Ichikawa. Oh, one of the best jazz guitar players. Oh, my God. Isn't he fantastic?
He's absolutely a gorgeous player.
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know, you must have met him when he was taking classes from Ted Green, because Ted Green was your friend.
Yes.
Legendary guitar player, Ted Green.
Yes, and when Ted Green passed, Tsuyoshi sent me the Christmas record that he had, And he is following right along in that genre, which is very unusual, actually, on the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to play a song from his Christmas CD a little bit later,
it's
maybe
beautiful.
To close out the show. Oh, he's wonderful. He is currently in Japan. He was living here to take classes with Ted, and he's back in Japan now. He did come to visit us last year. We had so much excitement, and that's where we ran into you. You were performing at... Where was
Hapa.
That? Hapa.
And Albert and I played together.
Yes. Albert, as
Albert's
you know.
Albert's a great guitar player.
He is a little jazz guitar player, too. Yeah. He's fantastic. He's wonderful.
Thank you.
I get loads of guitar playing every day. A non-musician, not so much a party, but, you know. But you, speaking of Japan, you just recently got back from Japan. Were you doing a tour, a performance? What was going on in Japan?
I was there for a month. For the first 2 weeks, I was in Hiroshima area, and a bass player there actually books me, so I had about 13 gigs and a workshop. Then I went to Tokyo, where I hadn't been for about 20 years. And when I got there, I had 12 students lined up. I had one gig, three workshops, and the last day I taught my 39th student, and that was in 10 days.
Wow.
So
this guy books not only gigs for you, but students for you to...
No, he only booked Hiroshima. The other one, one of my students, Mei Okita, she actually helped quite a lot setting up the Tokyo things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, why had it taken you 20 years to get back there? Any certain reason?
Yeah, well, it was just, I've been traveling to Japan since the 80s, I think. Yeah, mid-80s, and I used to have a manager who booked me there. He was Japanese, and so we went absolutely everywhere in Japan. And then things changed, and he stopped booking me, but I kept going back through friends.
Right, performing and
doing performing
workshops.
And teaching, yeah.
Now, you said that Japan has changed. It's gotten crazy over there. They got the hotels where it's like a tube and you get in there. And if I went in there, I'd get stuck. They'd have to butter me to get me out of there because you know those people are extremely small.
Yeah, they are.
But they got that and they got the there's a hotel now that's actually run completely by robots. There are no humans.
Is it in
Tokyo.
Yeah.
What was your experience like after coming back 20 years?
Actually, I liked it a lot more than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
It was really beautiful. People were busy and things were really active, and I liked it. The only difference, really, it was that it was about three times as fast as Hiroshima.
Wow.
I mean, people were just like, okay, gotta go.
Yeah.
And the trains are, even though they're efficient, it takes you like 2 hours to go places, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's so big, the country's so big?
It's huge.
What is that called?
Tokyo is huge, actually. Yeah, that's what I mean. Just in Tokyo, it takes you hours to get somewhere.
What? In Tokyo? What is that? What's it? It's 250 miles an hour, I think, maybe.
The Shinkansen?
And it's still not fast enough. My God, you just need to be beamed like Star Trek
from one place to another.
That's next. They'll invent it if anyone's going to invent it. Now, Pat, have you ever performed in Japan?
Actually, I have. I've performed as a singer and a dancer there when I was much younger.
Really?
But I had a slight career shift after after a car accident. I became a union stage manager, and that's how I make my day. That's my day job.
Yeah.
Except for at Christmas time, I'm a union stage manager.
And you do your Christmas caroling.
And I do my Christmas
caroling on up. Now, Kathy, I want to get in there that you will be holding monthly vocal workshops with yourself and some other top jazz. Yes. Guests, right? And what is that? It's a February 5th. It's an intensive workshop, right?
Yeah, so for the last 16 years, I've done workshops pretty much every month at my house. And in fact, today I did one with the girl who I say is the hardest working girl in show business, Kathy Cousins from Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And she just slam bammed everybody. I mean, they just were so thrilled today. It was a music business workshop.
Ah.
Yeah, so it's kind of appropriate that I'm talking about all this.
You were focusing on, which I always tell the actors and singers to focus on the this is called show business.
Yeah.
And you have to focus on your business. You got to be making money, right?
Yeah.
You can't be.
It is a business.
Why don't you tell us what you did today, focusing on the business part for singers?
Well, she's very generous with her information. She has worked for the last 30 years, just literally 5 days a week. She schedules her own time, 8 hours a day of work, and she gets lots of gigs around the world, and she teaches at colleges, and she's also a painter. She involves that. Every kind of creative idea you could get.
Right.
Yeah.
And she was teaching the business class at your house?
Yeah.
Oh, now what was she, what business was she teaching
What
would you teach?
Well, she can teach every artist, mm-hmm. actually, because it's all basically the same information. It's just how to think and what possibilities are there. And people had specific questions as well, you know.
Because you're the expert, but I hear, not being a musician, but I hear that jazz is probably the hardest musical pursuit and concentration because there's not that many gigs. I mean, I know from Albert doing gigs here and there, he can book tons of gigs where it's disco and YMCA and all that, you know.
Yeah.
But when it comes to jazz gigs, they don't want to pay you any money, these places, or if they'll give you $50 or maybe they'll offer you like a hot dog, maybe a half a hot dog. But they don't really have, the business people in these venues don't really have a great, most don't have a great respect for jazz, but yet they book jazz players, but then they don't want to pay them. What is that? What's that going on?
Yeah, well, you know, it's I hate to generalize.
Yeah.
You know, but like,
that's what happens.
Well, like you say, I think the scene has really changed,
mm-hmm.
especially let's just take LA. I've been here 40 years. So it's really changed. I mean, we used to be able to work a lot and people would pay us and they didn't demand that you bring the audience.
Right.
So nowadays you really do have to go out of town to create something where you're really making a lot of good money. However, it's like a business. And so many jazz musicians especially are in it just so much for the art that they don't consider the business important, or it's either below them or it pisses them off.
Yes.
Or pushes their buttons, you know what I mean?
I mean, I've tried to book jazz musicians and it seems like, and again, I'm not generalizing, but I'm talking about my personal experience. As soon as I call them to book them, the first thing they say is, how much does it pay?
See,
and that
yeah.
turns me off as
right.
a person, because I want you to be happy that I'm calling you to book you because I want you to love what you're doing. But that's the first thing they say. And I notice that they're like a little bitter and jaded. And then when I get into talking to them, they say, well, that's because that most people who book us, they don't have, they want to undercut us. They don't want, and they don't,
but you know,
they're tired of it.
You know what's happening now? You can look at the club scene and it's really telling about that. First of all, there's not a lot of like normal old style jazz clubs anymore. But there is a huge growing movement with downtown LA, you know, and all over the place.
Japanese love jazz. They got a huge jazz community in Little Tokyo in downtown.
Yes, actually one of my former students built one of the best places in town called the Blue Whale.
Mm.
And that's downtown there. But I'm talking about like little places where mostly young players are going in. They don't care about the money so much. They want to make money, of course. It's kind of like New York. New York is the same thing.
Right.
They don't make a lot of money in the local clubs.
No.
But they're there to move forward and create and keep doing it.
Right.
And so I think the older players just forgot that, you know. They probably were like that in the beginning, too, you know.
Well, I know. I've talked to a couple of them, and they say it's very, very hard. They have to pound the pavement to get gigs, and they have to start thinking about their next gig from the moment they get up until the moment they go. And the business part, which I guess they weren't thinking about at the inception of their career, they now find that because they didn't have anything to fall back on, that if they don't keep booking, they don't have money.
Yeah.
So in this day and age, do you feel that you would tell a young person to maybe keep jazz as a hobby and focus on like a day job, getting a degree in something else?
Well, that would be one way to go. But if you're, it's like anything in life. If you're really serious about it and you really want it, I've seen young people who are really serious like that become extremely successful.
So you can make a lot of money being a jazz singer.
Well, let's put it this way. You know, if you're an actor or if you're, let's see, even if you're a business person, how are you going to make a lot of money? You're either going to be lucky or you're going to be educated in a certain field or unique. You know, your qualities are reached for, you know.
Right.
So it's the same thing. But for some reason in art, I don't know. I think we think because we're artists and we're doing this beautiful, wonderful, valuable thing that maybe we should get a little more attention or help, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Jazz musicians, they don't get what I feel that they're worth because learning jazz, again, I'm not a musician, but just being around them, it is very hard.
It's challenging.
I mean, the muscle memory alone, the constant rehearsal, and it's very hard to be proficient in jazz. I mean, I think that more people can pick up a guitar and learn how to play a rock song than they could play a jazz song.
I agree
song.
With you. And, you know, it's one thing to be a really good artist, and that's kind of a separate issue. It's almost philosophic.
Yes.
But you're right. As far as being a really good jazz,
they're the most talented and the most educated of the musicians,
but yet they get paid.
Except for classical. But yet they get paid the less.
Yeah,
the,
but I'm kind of into group think.
Yeah,
you know, I want us all to actually work on actually improving that. You know, and so a lot of the organizations that I produce or become involved with are kind of positive thinkers who are in action, doing things towards that goal.
Right. Well, who would you contact to? Who would the powers that be and the moguls be that would be able to help you with that movement of bringing jazz back as an exciting art
form?
Well,
I think it's, well, first of all, I think it's grassroots mainly because, and also I mean, I'm thinking that people in positions of record labels, you know,
Herb Alpert. They're all gone now. That's another thing. There are no more jazz labels, right? From what I hear.
There are.
Are there?
Yeah, there are.
Like who?
Well, Blue Note still exists.
Oh, that's
Capitol, let's see. I was just mentioning it. There's Concord Records. That's actually expanded.
Oh.
And then there's a lot of small ones as well, you know.
What, do you write music?
Uh-huh.
You write, do you have your own original? See, I didn't know that.
Yes.
I did not know that. Now, if we wanted to check out your original music, is it all on KathySiegelGarcia.com?
Yes.
Everything? And then you're also on iTunes?
Yes.
And YouTube?
Yes.
You're everywhere! Everywhere! are gathered. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? I want to hear people probably very excited, and I want to get a little jump on it because we want to hear Kathy Seco Garcia. Now, this is a 8-minute, because you know those jazz musicians go a little crazy. Most songs are like 3 minutes, but with jazz, it goes on. It's like a Led Zeppelin back in the day, Pink Floyd, where you're going to get 8 minutes of one song. So Albert is in charge of, I think there's an intro, but I really want to get Kathy singing it. So let's do, Albert, maybe 3 minutes okay. of the vocal. So maybe what we'll do is we will... I don't even know if we can do this, if we can play the music, and then maybe Kathy can talk, and then once the music starts, she can
stop. Once the singing starts. Sure.
And then you can intro it. So why don't you start it? We're going to have, this is Kathy Siegel Garcia putting on the Ritz, and then you can tell us what was happening,
okay.
your motivation for singing.
Okay. All right.
And
so I created a band.
Hold on. Oh, how did you do it? You didn't intro it. Oh, my gosh. He's not a wrecker. He has nothing to do with recording. So he's not. He's just winging it. All right. So maybe we'll have like some background music. Yeah. Bring it on in.
Do it now?
Yeah, just bring it on in. And Kathy, now. So, okay. There you go. All right. So why don't we just. We're just going
to
listen to it. All right. Here you go. Kathy Siegel Garcia.
Putting on the roots.
Ooh, I like
different
that.
Types of wear a day coat, pants with stripes, and cut a weight coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz, dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Super duper, come let's mix. We're Rockefellers, rock with sticks, and the Barellas in their mitts. Putting on the Ritz. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different type to wear a day coat, pants with stripes, and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Super duper, come let's mix. We're Rockefellers, walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts.
Woo! Wow! Wow, Pat!
That was beautiful.
Wow! Wow! What an incredible arrangement that was, fam. And then you whipped in the scatting. Wow, that was so good. Oh, she has such a pure voice. It's just so pure and sterile for jazz.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, and scatting is really hard to do. It really is. It's an art form in itself. Not many people realize that, right, Pat?
Oh, absolutely. It's a brilliant art
form. Now, are
form.
You a scatter? Do you scat in your
I'm
form?
Not, but I have several people in my company who are brilliant scatters also.
Wow.
So I can really appreciate the quality
Whoa.
Of good scat.
Yeah. Wow. Now that, when did you do Putting on the Ritz? What album
record,
is that from?
Yeah, that's from The Moment. And it was live. A recording at the Blue Whale, actually, the place that I mentioned. And that band was really funny. I asked the piano player to, I said, let's do a gig at this place. And then he said, yeah, let's get Brad Dutz, the percussionist. So we did. And let's get Chuck on sax. We did. We didn't have a bass player. And then my friend Jeff on guitar, he showed up and he said, can I sit in? And then the band was so perfect. It's really, I mean, we kind of not really had an arrangement. It's more like any song we do in the moment is becomes an arrangement. It's really a fun.
That's the way the Beatles used to do it, right, Albert? They would just go in and do it. Right?
I don't know. Did they?
Oh, Lord. Okay. He is contributing absolutely nothing. Now, let's get into some career advice for other. What important career advice do you have for aspiring jazz singers? What kind of advice?
Well, first of all, I know this sounds corny, but don't stop. That's actually huge, actually, because, the universe puts up many barriers and challenges for us. This is, of course, again, in anything, but, and we talked about it today, you can tell people a lot in a workshop, and they can get very inspired and excited, go out, do a little something, and then they stop because of whatever.
Right.
Their life gets in the way.
And if they
stuff.
Can't afford to pay the rent and they're eating tuna fish for like a month, it's not encouraging
either.
That
could be difficult.
Yeah.
So stopping actually is really, it's not good. So also there's like a little mantra that I've heard from a friend of mine. Okay. Four steps.
Okay.
Show up.
Yeah.
Pay attention. Be honest. Don't plan the outcome.
Oh, yeah, that'll make you nervous, right? What's going to happen?
But the thing is, you keep moving.
Yeah.
You're in the moment and you keep moving, and you make plans ahead, but you don't get stuck in the losses or you don't get overwhelmed by the barriers.
Mm-hmm.
You have your eye on the goal and you keep going.
Right. That sounds good, Pat. What do you think?
It's absolutely true. I mean, speaking as performers, and I'm sure you share this, I mean, you find yourself, if you leave yourself completely open without any kind of expectation of the final outcome, you find yourself having these impulses that you follow, and then you find out later how perfect they were.
Mm.
When you're singing the right song for the right person because somehow subliminally you heard what it was that they wanted just as a heart-to-heart thing.
Yeah, right.
That's so right.
It's, ooey-gooey. But it's true.
It's true.
That's what artists are.
Yeah. Or suddenly you're like, this needs to be, everybody needs to sing. Yeah. Or, we need to be really quiet on this or whatever. You have these instincts that you just, when you trust the following the instinct, what comes out is what's right.
Yeah. Mm,
I agree. Now, what do you feel? You know how they say, okay, Detroit, you go for a blues and Nashville country. Now, is there a city, a best place to go to get your start as a jazz singer? Not anymore, I don't think.
Well, I mean, of course, Boston, New York, L.A., maybe San Francisco. I mean, Texas has the university there, which is a really very excellent jazz university there.
Mm.
And New York has, kind of the image.
Yeah.
But L.A., I think L.A. is just as good.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. That is completely contrary to what I've
heard. I know.
That means we actually have, I don't understand why, I thought we had a little extra time. Who did the gong? Did you do that?
Yeah, I just did the gong.
No, we didn't start until 5:25.
We didn't?
No, we didn't even get here until 5:15. We were running late. Don't gong me now. Pat nearly had a heart attack.
No, I was going to say, one of the best jazz universities, in addition to North Texas, which is brilliant, Cal State Long Beach has one of the best, particularly vocal jazz departments in the country right now. They're astonishing.
Yeah.
Wow.
The singers and the musicians that come out of there are ridiculously
talented. You got to check it
out. And also USC.
Yeah.
Good classes.
Yeah.
And they actually have community. If you that's a little pricey because I'm all about expense.
USC,
They offer extension classes at most of the colleges. And then also, believe it or not, community colleges have really good jazz classes because the teachers that teach it, UCLA and USC, teach there part-time.
That's
so
true.
Check that out, too. Yeah. Now, how can a jazz singer separate themselves from the competition?
Yeah, well, be unique. That's actually the main idea.
Mm-hmm.
Be unique. Offer what no one else can offer, which is you.
Oh.
But you have to put work into it. See, I have to say this. Singers do not generally put as much work into them as musicians do. Think about it.
Yeah.
Think about how long.
Yeah. And they're other, not, and for some reason, you know, they, I don't know, but they got to focus on networking and marketing. You got to go to these parties and you can't be like cocktailing it up. You can't, what's that song by Al Stewart with the cocktail eyes? You can't be walking around with cocktail eyes. You got to network and market, but that doesn't mean you have to drink and get drunk and sloppy. You got to really be professional, but you really, in this day and age, social media, it is the driving force. Yeah. It is. Mm-hmm. Because you got to always build your fan base and you got to be professional and you got to be friendly. But it's just very, very important.
You know what? So, some of the best advice I could give also is to talk to a somebody professional in the social media area.
Yeah.
And because they have a million billion ideas that we never hear about.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not enough to just post, hey, I'm going to be doing a gig Friday night. Well, right. You know, it gets lost. So you got to think of creative things to do. Mm-hmm. Now, can you tell me a little bit about what musical pursuits you had that shaped your work ethic that led you where you are today? Which meaning a continuous working jazz singer, because you just booked, what's the restaurant across from LA Opera?
Well, it's Olak. The vegan, it's like an award-winning vegan restaurant.
Mm.
And it used to be called First and Hope.
Yes.
Yeah, but Olak bought it or came into it 6 months ago.
Oh, really? Yeah. Ooh. So it's in that little strip mall.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Albert and I went there to see our friend Andrea Miller perform. You know Andrea Miller,
sure.
Right? So I order this. I think it was like $45 for this meal. And I'm like, where the hell is it? You need a magnifying glass. When it was First and Hope, not the current restaurant.
Right.
Well,
I
were talking years ago, like 5 years ago. I'm like, what the hell is that? So we never went back there. But
they have this private lounge in the back called Bar Fedora.
Yeah.
Is that where you went?
It was a different one. It was in the back, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's really beautiful lounge. Ooh. So January 16th, we have opening night with straight ahead jazz, Nolan Shahid, who's a world-renowned trumpet player who's played with Marvin Gaye and Duke Ellington and Count Basie. So he's opening. There's free appetizers, free alcohol taste.
And, free! I'm there!
No minimum.
Woo! What?
Just
That's a
night.
Saturday, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
January 16th.
My friend Pamela Clay's birthday thing.
Yeah.
The January 16th. And do you know, here's where the restaurant is. We live right there.
You're kidding.
In the next building. Yep.
Wow.
Right there.
Oh, my God.
Right there.
Well,
there. So there's no excuse for us not
Saturday
to be there.
Night. Come on in.
Yeah.
Latin
so January 16th. And the parking is right there.
Yeah.
Really convenient parking right there. So
Cheryl
people,
Benteen is coming in February.
So it's going to be a whole bunch of people.
So every month, the one Saturday is dedicated to straight ahead jazz.
Okay.
Then Latin jazz with Justo Almario.
That's the next Saturday.
And then vocal jazz.
Okay.
And then university jazz. I coined
Which I didn't know what that was. I'm like, what's that?
I just coined
That's
it.
That's a good term. It's for, because believe it or not, the young kids at the universities, they have their own idea of what's cool in jazz.
Yeah.
And that's why it's called university.
Like USC. I'm having USC students, two bands, the first time in February. I mean, they're brilliant.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it starts January 16th, and it'll be every single Saturday.
Yeah.
Is there an ending date for that? Or is
so
it
far,
ongoing?
We've just booked 3 months.
Okay.
So you can see Saturday Night Jazz DTLA.
Okay.
.com.
Saturday, say it again.
Saturday Night Jazz.
Saturday Night Jazz.
DTLA.
DTLA.
DowntownLA.com.
Oh, wow. Ooh. That, we have no excuse. We can look out our window and say, hey, Kathy.
That's amazing.
Wow. Wow, that's good. We are going to definitely be there. You're coming, right, Pat?
I'm going to do my darndest.
All right. And now I wanted to ask you if you, again, with this record label thing, not many people are being signed anymore, but what do you recommend if you, what's the best piece of advice you could get? You know what I'm going to ask you? This is something you might be thrown off by. What is, while pursuing a career as a jazz vocalist, what was the best piece of advice you ever got and the worst piece of advice you ever got?
Well, the best piece, I just popped into my head. It wasn't really about the career itself, but it was my first kind of one of my first gigs here at a place called The Money Tree, which was in
Toledo. Yeah, Albert played there with Chuck Johnson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this was way back, you know, when the bar, I mean, the piano was actually right up against
the window.
Kitchen. No, the kitchen wall right opposite. Mm. This was a long time ago. Clint Eastwood used to hang out there. I mean, it was a real cool scene back then. Anyway, so the guy, Senator Eugene Wright, played bass with Karen Hernandez, who is a great piano player in town. And he was the bass player on Take Five.
Oh. Duke Ellington, yeah.
I mean, sorry.
What's it? Dave Brubeck.
Thank you, Pat.
So one time he turned around and he said to me, I see you. Because every time I turn around, his eyes were closed. So he said, I see you. You think I'm not looking. I see you. He said, I'll give you some advice. He said, it doesn't matter if you're here at the Money Tree or you're at Symphony Hall or anywhere. He said, always sing the truth of what, you know, sing the truth and sing how you really mean it.
Right.
And that, I remember that. It was like 40 years ago, his words. So that probably was the best advice,
yes.
You know.
And the worst advice.
The worst advice. Wow.
You got to give some, because some people are always saying, oh, you know, as a singer, a jazz singer, you're not going to make any money. You know, you got to give it up and get a day job and keep it as a hobby, which some people.
It works for some people. That
works. What should they not listen to? Yeah, because at least you're still doing it.
Well, you know, to me,
if you have a family and you got to put money on the table, then there's nothing wrong with it.
We're all different. We all have different needs and.
As long
priorities.
As you're doing your love and you're doing it, you know.
I think you should always do it.
Yeah.
You know, even just for yourself. And I don't think, I hate when people actually, I hate when people actually say that that jazz is dying or dead. That's just, you know, BS.
I hear that a lot.
Yeah. So if you hear that, it's, you know. Total crapola. And if people say you can't make a living, that's not true. But you have to actually treat it as a business and do the job and get in there and be creative and gather into a group. You know, you can't do it alone. You can't do anything alone. Right. Yeah. So have people help you. Have people be on your side.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, it's the worst advice is to give it up, I would think. Give it up totally.
And don't hold back. Just be yourself.
Say, kiss my ass. I'm going to sing my jazz. Woo! Scooby-dooby-doo-ba-ba-da-doo-doo-doo. With the scat on out. I can't keep a tune, for God's sakes. I wanted to ask you, what are some things that you need to know if you decide to pursue a career in as a jazz singer that's different from a career in other genres of music? Is there something you definitely need to know if you're going to pursue a career in jazz rather than a rock singer?
You have to take it seriously, and you have to keep learning. And if you don't take it seriously, then when you sing with people, the musicians are not going to be happy, and neither are the audiences.
Yeah.
So you really have to take it seriously.
Yeah.
It's an instrument.
It's a business, too.
It's a business.
I keep bringing that back. Yeah. It's a business. You really got to focus on the business. And now, how important, we're going to talk about this. This is business. How important is it to... Okay, so what I have found that a lot of vocalists pursuing a career in music, they do consider themselves more of an artist, and they don't, not all, again, when I say this, they don't really want to focus on the business aspect. They don't like getting out networking and marketing, and because they feel like they have to sell a pound of flesh. They just want to show up and sing, right?
Yeah.
But you have to do it. If you... ideally, what you would want to get is some sort of an agent, a booking agent. I don't know if there is one person in this town who's been booking jazz musicians. Her name is Meryl Kryback. She books musicians all the time. I get emails constantly, jazz.
Well,
so she's a booking agent, I think.
She more books venues.
Okay.
And then...
you know her.
I do know her.
Oh, okay.
She's a friend of mine.
I keep getting emails.
Yeah.
I don't know her personally, but I think that's great to have one person booking little jazz musicians. So far, I think she's the only game in town.
But, you know, even this woman today, Kathy Cousins, I mean, she's really, really successful. She has agents working for her, but she does a lot of it herself.
Yeah.
So you can't depend on an agent
to do
it. So
that's what a lot of actors do. They think, oh, if I could only get an agent, I'd get one. No, it's not happening. You got to do it.
Yeah.
And if an agent sees that you're just sitting around waiting for them, they're going to dump you because there's so many people you got to get out there and do it.
I think you have to be honest. And as far as the talking about yourself, I know a lot of people feel shy awkward about
that. Where's the level where you become, you sound like you're a narcissist or you sound like you're bragging?
It's about truth.
It's so hard to manage that, right? To balance it.
It's about truth. That's the thing. When you're not saying something truthfully, you feel weird.
Right.
When you're saying something truthfully, you feel fine.
Yeah.
So it's really about that.
And there's nothing wrong with promoting yourself. If you don't believe in yourself and have confidence, who the hell is going to believe in
you? That's right.
And you got, a lot of times, people don't think, about this, but you got to have your shtick down. You really do. Because if somebody says, so tell me a little about you, and go, you know, it makes you, you don't come across as the most professional. So you definitely want to have that down. Say, well, you know, I was from Boston and I went to Berkeley. But don't drag it out for like 20 minutes because, you know, people have a very short attention span, you know. But you're talking to people at a party and they're like scanning the room looking, is there somebody else more interesting? So, you know, keep it light and fluffy.
Like last night I went to a music party, and in the talking time, this guy started talking about himself. It was really interesting.
Yeah.
And then somehow we got onto this idea that I have this organization called Human Connection.
Yeah.
His eyes went like, ooh, Human Connection. He said, I'm a violinist, and I have my degree in healing, and I was, for the last 2 years, I've been thinking about combining those.
Oh.
So Human Connection is actually having a gathering at the end of March at OLAC, at Bar Fedora.
See that?
And I was telling him about it. We're all gathering for that same purpose, for healing, inspiration, and working together towards, through music, towards helping people together.
I have a production company called Human Contact. So,
you
of
do?
Course, most people thought I was running a porn company. I was shooting porn. And I'm like, you know what? We have, it has come to be that Pat Loeb and her wonderful little merry band of singers are here to do a Christmas carol for us. We are going to have them lead us into a, I guess it's going to be done acoustic, obviously. And let's just go around and say their names. The first person is can you say it in the microphone?
Sure, Brian Dyer.
Brian Dyer, and we want to sing in the mic so you don't sound like you're way off. And then your name is.
I'm Rebecca Rasmussen.
Rebecca and
Norge Yip.
Norge Yip. We can barely hear them, but turn it up a little bit. Okay, so let's get close to the mic, and we are going to have them sing one of my favorites, which is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Hopefully, that is one of my favorites. Can we do that, Pat?
Absolutely.
Led by Pat Loeb of the music company. And take it away, Pat.
Hum-a-hum-a-hum-a, rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Ba-do-wop-wop.
Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop.
Hum-a-hum-a-hum.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Ba-do-wop-wop.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie, and we'll do some caroling.
Hum-a-hum.
Now
you will get a sentimental.
Voices singing, let's be jolly, deck
the hall with boughs of holly.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.
Ba-do-wop-wop.
Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Sample of what you'll get if you book the music company at themusiccompany.webs.com. Pat Loeb, these are fantastic, and you should see their outfits. It's incredible. All right. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Love. Thank you. We'll see you next year because I'm booking my big birthday party again with my 25 acts, including a snake.
Looking forward
to it. Oh, thank you. Thank you guys so much. And we want to, one more time, and you guys can feel free to leave if you want to. I don't want to cause you to stay, or you can stay. It's up to you. We're going to be closing the show out. But thank you guys. The Music Company, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And you can listen to the show tonight, right after, maybe an hour after, and we'll be on. And let's wrap it up with you, Miss Darling Kathy. Now, let's talk about, you're going to be performing. So you're going to be doing the vocal, the singing. Are you hosting the events at the, what is it, OLOC?
OLOC, and the bar is called Bar Fedora.
Okay.
And actually,
it's in the back of the restaurant.
I haven't booked myself singing. I've booked Cheryl Barnes, who's a fantastic singer, and Cheryl Benteen from the Manhattan Transfer. And then the third one is this Human Connection.
Oh.
And there'll be singers and musicians interspersed with speakers as well.
Oh, wonderful. And is that happening just on January 16th or every week that'll happen?
No. The first week is Nolan Shaheed with Straight Ahead Jazz.
Mm,
the second week is, I think it's Cheryl Barnes singing all night.
Oh, good.
And then the third week is Justo Almario, who's an amazing jazz, Latin jazz woodwind player.
Okay.
And then that ends January.
And is this schedule on your website?
Yes,
KathySiegelGarcia.com?
It's on Saturday Night Jazz Downtown.
DTLA.com. Yes. Woo. All right. So everybody has to come and see Kathy Siegel Garcia.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you have given some sage advice, darling.
Thank
and so
you.
We will be coming to see you. I'm going to prefer, because I like vocal jazz. So we'll be coming to see you probably on that night.
Can I just tell you, too, this week, this Thursday night, the 17th, I'll be at the LA Athletics Club downtown on 7th and Olive. And anyone can come in for the jazz night, which is every Thursday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And please go to our website, KathySiegelGarcia.com. And I want to close the show out with a song from next to Albert, my favorite jazz guitar player, and your friend, Tsuyoshi Ichikawa, whose music can be listened to. I think he's on iTunes. Yeah. And so he's on iTunes. He's also on YouTube.
Yeah,
so.
And say his name slowly.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Tsuyoshi Ichikawa. That's T. Tsuyoshi Icha. Icha.
Yeah.
I think I got it. Yes. And this song is called Winter Wonderland, and it is going to close the show out. And we'll take it away. So I won't see you until the new year, but Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll see you next year on Question Reality. Say bye to your fans, Kathy Siegel Garcia.
Goodbye, fans.
And Pat Loeb.
Woo! Bye. See you on the streets.
All right. Bye. Merry Christmas.